Hey, are you annoyed and overstimulated when shopping in person? I am. Do you suffer from sticker shock when you see the inflated prices at your local grocer? Yes. Hello, have you actually seen the prices of eggs lately? And heaven forbid you try to eat healthy, sustainable, eco-friendly, cruelty-free, or nutritious foods? It is outrageous. Well, here's how you can cut out the middleman and all that frustration. Thrive Market gives control back to its shoppers and offers sustainable, quality products that stores either run out of or they just don't carry. Thrive Market is a $5, that's right, you heard it here, $5 monthly membership market, and all products are curated to your specific dietary needs and interests. Why wouldn't you try Thrive Market? It's a no-brainer. So click the link in our show notes to get 30% off your first purchase and get a $60 free gift when you become a member of Thrive Market. Why take a chance of missing out on your favorite items and discovering new flavors? Join Thrive Market today. All right, scroll to our show notes, click the link, and enjoy your savings now. Back to our show. Welcome to Direct Impact, where we discuss the various ways our mental health and quality of life intersect. I'm your host, Andrea Epstein, licensed professional counselor, master's addictions counselor, and certified sex therapist. Think of our time together as focused self-reflection mixed with insight, passion, and empowerment. Now, take a deep breath. Now let's dive in and see what impacts you today. Welcome, welcome, welcome. This is your host, Andrea Epting, and you're listening to the Direct Impact Podcast. If this is the first time that you're listening, please pay close attention. Like, we are here for you, and we are here for those who you love and those who you care for, and we believe in the ripple effect, right? So if you're here to learn more about addiction and recovery and mental health and wellness and trauma and recovery, like, I think you're going to get a lot out of this. So please, please share it. Share it with a friend, share it with a trusted other, share it with your group, share it with whomever, because we really want to make a direct impact in our community and beyond. So I just want to let you know that and say welcome. This episode is entitled, They're in Recovery and I'm Still in Pain. They're in Recovery, I'm Still in Pain. Wow. I think I see this really often, every single day in my practice, as a psychotherapist and a certified sex addictions therapist. I work with recovering addicts, mainly sexual compulsivity and any trauma-initiated process addiction, but also specifically with betrayal trauma. And I see this most often in betrayal trauma, where there is the recovering addict who has started the process of recovery. Okay, I want to first say that is a process, and it usually starts with a negative consequence, okay, a hurt, a pain, but something that has shooken them, you know, like awakened them to this being a problematic behavior that is wreaking havoc on their life. And then it moves into attempts towards abstinence, okay? And then it moves eventually into recovery. Okay. Recovery is something that happens when you have enough sobriety. You know, abstinence leads to sobriety, and sobriety is where your brain comes back online. So you're looking about the first 60, 90 days of abstinence, and your frontal lobe is engaged again. That's sobriety. I can make decisions with a sober mind, right? I actually have the ability to choose to make decisions that are a little bit more grounded in who I am, okay? Not what the addiction is telling me to do, right? So you have a little bit of interpersonal strength. Recovery is when you have been in sobriety long enough to start working on your emotional sobriety. Okay. And this is something that people work through, I think, quite intentionally when they engage the 12 steps. Like in any A program has a 12-step process, SAA being one of them for recovering sex addicts, CODA, you know, SLA for sex and love addiction. So this allows people to move into emotional sobriety as they partner up with a sponsor who has enough recovery and has also worked the steps, and they start to go through that process. So I just wanted to start there because that's what someone in recovery looks like, you know, because the title is they're in recovery. So I just want to say, like, by the time they're in what we would term recovery, they've got quite a bit of sobriety under their belt. So here you have an individual who's really actively working a program. They're working on their emotional sobriety, and they are well into recovery from sex addiction and other compulsive behaviors. Because guess what? When you start treating one compulsive behavior, other ones like to pop up. And so just to point out real quick, like, what are the ones that like to pop up with sexual addiction? Gaming, that likes to pop up. Social media likes to pop up. What's another one that really likes to pop up? Sometimes shopping, food. Oh my goodness, food. Workaholism. So things start to pop up that you want to address as you start to engage in emotional sobriety. So this is someone who's doing a lot of work. And then you have a partner to this person saying, they're in recovery and I am in so much pain. And I don't even know if I'm coming or if I'm going. My brain is not online yet. Like, I see them waking up. I see them coming online. And I feel like I am really, really late to this race, you know? And so I want to honor the people who find themselves there and say that your recovery process does look quite different. Okay, because it's more complex. Listen up, Direct Impact Nation. You know how important routine, structure, consistency, and accountability is on the road to recovery and personal discovery. Well, I have developed the perfect companion for you on your journey. My Plan to Recover journal is thoughtfully and specifically designed for the person looking to achieve long-term success in recovery while gaining personal insight, awareness, emotional intelligence, and spiritual integrity. The Plan to Recover journal will help you stay recovery-minded, practice your priorities, and build a healthy relationship with self and others 12 hours at a time. To preview and pre-order your copy today, visit www.lightninginabottle.biz/journal. That's www.lightninginabottle.biz/journal. And don't forget to get a PTR journal for a friend on their journey too. Direct Impact Nation will save 15% when you use the promo code IMPACT. That's promo code IMPACT. With the purchase of your PTR journal, you will become part of an exclusive community dedicated to recovery and self-discovery. Visit www.lightninginabottle.biz and let us take you from want to willing and from willing to healing. CPTSD and betrayal trauma is much more challenging and takes a different approach and a different amount of time to start to heal from, especially if you have continued to live under the same roof with somebody in recovery, watching that process, okay? So there are some steps that you want to start to take that gives you breath and space to be able to engage in your recovery, in your healing process, okay? Without having to attune to, you know, the recovering addict's needs, right? It's not that you don't want to meet some needs for the partner, especially when it also is meeting the relational needs and doesn't jeopardize your recovery process. But there is you know, a time in a healing relationship where there just needs to be a lot of boundaries, careful boundaries. And go back, we'll link to that episode where we talk about careful boundaries, okay? But we set boundaries because we care. Careful boundaries creates structure. It creates space to allow for the healing and the recovery of two parties that are in relationship with each other. And so if you find yourself where you are still in pain and you are hurting and you are suffering, there are some boundaries that still can be set that allow for your healing. And sometimes it is physical space. Sometimes it's a therapeutic separation, like we've talked about on many episodes about like the benefits early on of therapeutic separation. And it's not separation that says anything, you know, about the coupleship or the relationship yet. It just creates enough space for healing, right? So sometimes it's physical. Oftentimes it's emotional, and it's, you know, being able to identify that you have needs. What are those needs? And starting to build a level of safety with identifying them and expressing them and setting boundaries to ensure that they are met, whether you're meeting them yourself or you're allowing vulnerably someone else to meet them for you. But that is something that's very challenging. It's very difficult. It is quite a process. It's one day at a time, but that's what the boundaries are for. When people talk about boundaries, I sometimes get the impression that in their mind, their perception is that boundaries are to cut someone off. And that's absolutely not what boundaries are for. Boundaries are to respect self, to express needs, to have needs met both by self and others. It is to allow for your own healing. It is to prioritize your own recovery. It is to stay in your own integrity. Like, that's what boundaries are for. And if a relationship is going to be a healthy one, boundaries are encouraged, you know? And so I think that's really important. If you still find yourself in pain, and you're watching your loved one enter into emotional sobriety and long-term recovery from their behavior, and you're still feeling stuck, I think it's really, really important that you are working with somebody who can help guide you through the betrayal trauma, the complex PTSD, and helps you to set boundaries and maintain and continually reinforce boundaries as you start to get your self-worth back, as you start to get your sexual self back. Okay? This is so important. And I know that part of it, you know, this episode is about couples, but I'm speaking to the betrayed here that says if you're watching your partner get sober and move into recovery, and you feel like you're on the sidelines, get off the sidelines. You need and deserve as much treatment and care as they are receiving. To think that you don't is to find yourself in denial, okay? Which I honor and I understand. But please know that you have been as wounded by the disease of addiction as they have been, sometimes more so, depending on the experience, and you need as much care, if not more sometimes, than the recovering addict. And so if you feel like you're on the sidelines, get off. Find a certified sex addictions therapist. Find someone who specializes in intimacy betrayal and betrayal trauma and really can do this work with you that leads to healing that matches your partner. Because it isn't really until then that you can turn towards each other, see each other, hold space for each other, and see if this is a well-suited match for the rest of your life, right? In a committed relationship. And so please just know that your body and your mind is telling you something. This is really good information. If you feel like somebody in this partnership is more ahead than the other, one, it's obviously not a competition, but this is good information that says, all right, what do I need to do to get back in this game? You know, to make sure that my recovery is just as important as theirs and that I am prioritizing my recovery as much as they are. Okay. So that is my message. And I hope it's a message of hope because we see so many couples here at my private practice, Resolve Strategies, Inc., heal. We see so many partners heal interpersonally and relationally. And we want to know that there is a message of hope. And whether you wind up, you know, healing together long term, that's beautiful. Or whether you wind up healing interpersonally and you make a wise-minded, grounded decision to exit the relationship, great. These are both wins for you, for your self, body, mind, spirit, right? And so, like, that's what we're about here, is helping people come out of the ashes of addiction and seeing what's in store for them. What's next? What's next? What makes the most sense for their long-term recovery and healing and for them to live out their best lives, which is what everyone deserves. All right. Thanks so much, guys. And if you liked this, please share it. Share it with somebody. Comment, review, and don't forget to subscribe, because we want to be in your ears every week giving you a message of hope. Thanks so much. Bye for now. Does anyone else feel like they just earned an extra brain wrinkle? Do you feel like that went by way too fast and just cannot wait till the next episode? Then leave a review and share this episode with a friend, a loved one, a coworker, or whomever, because your valued feedback makes a direct impact.
Thank you for dropping in. Snaps to you, because you have made a direct impact by listening to this podcast. Make sure to follow us on social media and stay tuned every week for a new episode of Direct Impact with Andrea Epstein. Here is our legal language and disclaimer. Yes, I am a psychotherapist, but guess what? I'm not your psychotherapist. And this podcast is solely for the purposes of enhancement, education, and entertainment. It is in absolutely no way a replacement for professional counseling services. If you find that you need additional supports, we really strongly encourage you to seek them out today. Thanks, guys. Alrighty, my friend, you know I am obsessed with health and wellness hacks, right? Using my Plan to Recover journal, I have automated over 15 new vitality-boosting behaviors over the last 3 years, and none of them have been more transformational or effortless to implement than LifeWaves Phototherapy Patch. The X39 phototherapy patches promote healing by using your body's heat to activate stem cell regeneration. How awesome is that? These tiny patches are clinically proven to restore the body to a level of health that you may not have seen in years. These patches are a result of 80 studies and over 20 years of research. X39 patches are wearable technology, easy to apply to clean skin as part of your AM routine or your PM routine. Personally, I have experienced a more youthful complexion, mobility, and energy levels that I haven't seen, honestly, in over a decade. My arthritic pain and stiffness decreased dramatically in less than 48 hours. Absolutely life-changing. Additional health benefits may include better sleep, shorter recovery times, pain relief, improved energy and vitality, reduced inflammation, and much, much more. If you want to learn more about LifeWaves X39 patches and the many other therapy patches they offer, check out our episode with Darlene Green and IamReverseAging.com. To learn more about my personal experience, check out our YouTube channel, Direct Impact Podcast. Now, don't forget, head to LifeWave.com/Andrea Epting. That's LifeWave.com/AndreaEpting to buy your patches today and support this podcast.